D6. Grumpy Dog Goes to a Birthday Party. Grumpy Dog is sitting in the living room watching TV.
There's nothing good on TV,
he mutters to himself.
I don't like the news. I don't like the films. I don't like the music shows. I don't like the football matches,
he complains. Suddenly, he hears the doorbell ring.
Who is it?
He shouts.
It's the postman. I've got a letter for you.
Grumpy Dog can't believe his ears.
A letter for me? No, no. It's a mistake. I have no friends,
he thinks. What a surprise. It's an invitation to Sweet Rabbit's birthday party.
I don't like parties. I've never been to a party before,
he thinks, and phones Stripey Cat to find out what happens at parties. After thinking and thinking, Grumpy Dog makes up his mind.
Okay, I'll go to Sweet Rabbit's party. What is there to lose anyway?
First, he thinks,
what can I wear?
He puts on his black trousers and his white shirt, and then his red tie. He looks at himself in the mirror.
No, he says, I don't like these clothes. They're too formal. I look terrible.
Then he tries on his red shorts and his white t-shirt. He looks at himself in the mirror, and there he goes again.
No, I don't like these clothes. They're too casual. I know,
Grumpy Dog says finally.
I'll wear my jeans and my blue t-shirt as always. I want to feel comfortable.
Next, Grumpy Dog thinks,
what present can I give him? What would Sweet Rabbit really like? A carrot? Some fruit? A ball? I know. I'll give him this big box.
On the way to Sweet Rabbit's party, Grumpy Dog thinks again.
What if the other animals don't play with me? What if I don't like the music? What if I don't like the food?
When Grumpy Dog gets to the party, Sweet Rabbit welcomes him with a big smile.
Happy birthday,
says Grumpy Dog, and gives him his present.
Thank you, says Sweet Rabbit. It's a box. I love it.
Let's play with it,
say Tiny Mouse and Porky Pig, who are also there. Grumpy Dog stops being grumpy. He joins his friend's game, who hide in, behind, and under the box. When the food is served, Grumpy Dog tastes everything and finds everything delicious. After Sweet Rabbit blows out the candles on his birthday cake, the five friends sing and dance together. At the end of the party, Grumpy Dog feels very full and very happy. Now he's got some friends. They can play together every day. Sweet Rabbit's birthday party has made him a different dog. He even thinks of changing his name to Sweet.